Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the stolen and unceded ancestral homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party. We're a little lackluster this week, but I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday. We're always here at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I think today we are going to just get started with the music. The first song is going to be Early Bird by Bad Bodies, and they're a four-piece band based in Calgary, and this is from their new EP, BB01.
Enjoy.
Please enjoy.
From your view. Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Your whole world.
Welcome back. You are tuning into Slumber Party with DJ Star
and DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Night Visions from Liana Flores, and it is from her new album, Flower of the Soul. That entire album is so, so beautiful. You guys should definitely go check it out and listen to it. I've been having it on repeat since I discovered it this morning, so check it out. And before that was Zombie Girl by Carla Cargill. And the next song coming up is Down by the band Like a Motorcycle. So please enjoy.
Enjoy.
Un peu d'air pur, le temps que ça dure, bien pour caresser la surface de nos engelures et creuser où ça fait mal. Mon
corps est constamment malade. La mort est un peu trop banale. Je peux passer encore un autre mois de mai à Montréal. C'est pas la peine, oublie la tienne. À quoi ça sert de souffrir maintenant? Pas hier, le temps que j'oublie le goût du charbon et de ses cuillères, de couper mes racines, brouiller mes repères. Maintenant je gèle sur place à chaque hiver. La perte de mémoire est mon seul remède. Le plancher craque, le jour se lève, la corde est fine, le café raide. Par l'équilibre, le temps s'arrête. C'est pas la peine, oublie la tienne. À quoi ça sert de souffrir maintenant? Le cœur me lève, j'ai jamais voulu remonter le temps. C'est pas la peine, oublie la tienne. À quoi ça sert de souffrir maintenant?
Do it at the same time. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party. Woo!
Yay!
I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The song that you're just listening to was Pas la Peine by Razé, and they're a duo from Montreal, and it's from their album Verir Nos Vies. And yeah, that entire album is really good as well.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. And we are going to jump into a little discussing for this part of the hour. I think it's really important to talk about dopamine, which is kind of a random, not the most everyday kind of topic that you go about. But I was initially inspired from listening to a podcast last weekend while I was cleaning my room, and it really dived into how people are motivated and why we do certain things. And this has to do with a lot of different kinds of neurotransmitters, but one particularly is kind of in the hot spot of, I think, social media views particularly, which is dopamine. I think most people have heard about it, but I just wanted to give a little background before we do some discussing on our own thoughts about dopamine. But in all, dopamine is a type of neurotransmitter. So this helps neurons communicate over synapses that makes our body perform functions. So for example, let's say that a neuron is sending a signal to your fingers when you want to type something on a computer, for example. And there are a lot of different chemicals as well, or neurotransmitters, so such as serotonin or oxytocin, endorphins. Endorphins, for example, is for when you finish exercising, like that runner's high that you might get. Pretty crazy, actually. Have you ever got runner's high? Kind of random.
I think I've gotten runner's high once. It was either that or it just, I got to the point where it felt better just to keep running than to stop mm-hmm. and take breaks and walk. But at that point, it felt really nice to run,
yeah.
and my body was just used to it. So I'm not sure if that's considered runner's high, but I did feel definitely very elated.
That was definitely runner's high.
How about
high
you?
I felt the same thing too while running. It's pretty euphoric.
Yeah, I loved it. That made me want to run so much more. Mm-hmm. That's so, part of dopamine's, I guess, also problem could be. Yeah. Or any of these intensely positive emotions can be addictive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, particularly endorphins, adrenaline, dopamine. I think they're all connected and similarly made in the adrenal glands. But, yeah, moving on to particularly dopamine. So, for dopamine, this one has many, many functions. So we all usually know dopamine as the thing that helps us concentrate and makes us feel good and key component of the reward system and things like that. But dopamine actually has a lot more functions, and it's not just black and white in terms of what it does. So dopamine actually helps with our memory, there's sleep regulation, attention, even movement. So Parkinson's disease, for example, is from a low amount of dopamine in the system because it helps control your bodily functions and things like that. And to get even more specific, this might get a little bit scientific, but dopamine is created from the amino acid tyrosine, and this tyrosine is converted into L-DOPA, which is the precursor of dopamine. And this dopamine is stored in vesicles within the neurons, and then they get released into parts of the brain. So, for example, the hypothalamus. And yeah, it gets a little too scientific at that point, so that's the point where I stopped researching on that. But in a broader picture,
I thought it was interesting how attention and also learning new information is a function of dopamine, because in my past psychology courses, we've learned that people are more likely to remember emotional events, and not necessarily they're not going to remember them accurately, but they do have a bigger impact on what are you going to remember or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering if there's a connection between these feeling happy, like these kinds of emotions, and then also feeling more focused and prepared to learn new things. Like, does being happy make you feel more focused? Maybe? I don't know. I just thought that could have been a connection.
Yeah, I think when you have an emotional event in the past and you go back to think about it, you get hit with a shock of dopamine, I'm guessing, in some sense. So that makes your body wants you to remember it more because it wants to be hit with that dopamine of that happy event. So maybe that's a connection on why is my hypothesis on that. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. And continuing on, there was something specific from the podcast that I listened to, which was, I should mention that it is, maybe I already said it, but it was Andrew Huberman's Lab, I believe, was the podcast, and it was all about dopamine. And one thing that I really took from this was that we all have a baseline of dopamine. So I feel like personally, I've been having struggles with controlling my dopamine levels. I feel that... I feel like, for example, when I'm listening to music and I hear a song that I really, really like, I'll just keep playing that over and over and over again until it soars and tires out. And so I feel like that's just me trying to get that constant hit of dopamine from that song, which eventually desensitize my feelings towards it. But this can actually be explained in how everyone has a baseline level of dopamine. And when dopamine... trying to see how I can phrase this. For dopamine is released more in the anticipation of an event before the actual, not the actual event, is what recent research has found.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so I didn't know that either. So, for example, most people have a baseline level of dopamine, and let's say it's like 10 or something, and you suddenly have a thought where you really want a sandwich, and you're really hungry. Oh, maybe you're not really hungry, but you just want that sandwich. And so you get hit in anticipation of wanting that sandwich and thinking that you might be going to get it, and you get a hit of increasing your dopamine. So it increases your baseline, but if you don't get that sandwich, your dopamine level is going to go below the baseline. And so your body is like, hey, I want to return back to my normal baseline. So maybe if I get that sandwich, that would make me feel more motivated.
So wow. So yeah, that really is definitely a contributor to addiction. It must be,
yeah,
right?
It's always the thought of having the event is what dopamine is really, is not really, and not the major component, because dopamine has many other functions, but for particularly the reward system, it is always anticipation of the event.
Yeah, so it also shows that our imaginations are always so much greater than reality.